This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Eight presidential candidates qualify for the Wednesday first GOP debate. Donald Trump, the former president, won't be there. That's a bummer for everybody who was going to televise it and will televise it, but won't get the ratings they would get if he was there. But he has a 30-plus point lead in any poll that you could possibly find, so why would he? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney just hanging here with all of you. What's shaking in your neck of the woods? There's so much that we're talking about, including the weather, not just the politics of our time, but the weather, where we just bounced out of the earthquake and luckily 5.1 on the Richter scale and the tropical storm Hillary and the effect of the mudslides and the floodwaters that hit Southern California and really, really hung out the people in Palm Springs who were still drying out from it. But the sun did come up the next day. And now it's about clearing out mud for some and debris off the streets. All of that is happening. But while that's happening, we look at some of those pictures from just a few days ago and some of that video. You get hit in Texas with something that was, I guess, expected. I shouldn't say it's not expected because this is hurricane season, tropical storms and, you know, all of that. But so much water in Texas. In Corpus Christi, in Galveston, in all those areas on that coastal region, because they had to deal with a tropical storm. When does it end? Doesn't it feel like some days? What is going on? Where's that line? When does it just finally dissipate? And the answer is we're dealing with heat that feels like it's 120 degrees in more than 15 states, including places in the Midwest like Minnesota. And it is what we've gone through here at the end of the summer, bouncing toward fall, which then fall brings these tropical storms and these, you know, hurricanes. So in Corpus Christi, it was about weathering, you know, that weathering the amount of power outages and the amount of rainfall and just getting ready to move on from that. And in Galveston, it was the same thing. I saw some of the video and it was insane. The video, you know, of things just toppling over, debris, kind of a similar deal. Not as wide of a swath like we saw in California, but equally devastating for many people, especially when the power goes out. That's not lost on the people when they have a disaster in Maui and what happened in Lahaina. There's still 850 people unaccounted for that are missing, and then it's about getting money and checks and rearranging lives, and we've talked about that, and there are 1,000 FEMA workers that are sorting some of this out for the people who were affected. There are groups that are sending everything they can think of. I saw a great story about a father-daughter, young daughter, who they were getting people to donate RVs that some of these families could live in, really nice ones, where they just fixed up the inside. They don't have to be giant. And they're going by boat, leaving San Diego, and they've got a bunch of RVs that they're taking over so that people have some place to live. Because when everything's burned out and you live in an expensive place like Lahaina and Maui, how do you pick up the pieces when you have this temporary housing, maybe in a hotel, but eventually that's going away? This was a good solution, and I think there are more solutions that people are thinking of and trying to help the people, the people there. That's for sure. All right, Coming up, it is the 8 at the debate and not Donald Trump. And that happens on Wednesday. A lot of conversation about the list of candidates who are going to take that stage in Milwaukee and what the conversation is going to be like. I mean, I think it's going to be what you normally hear, the economy. It's going to be about the border. It's going to be about maybe the economics related to pandemics and handling responses to disasters. And then there's for sure going to be questions, I'm sure, that will be wrapped around the situation and the indictments with Donald Trump. So RNC Chairwoman McDaniel said in a statement that the committee is excited to showcase the diverse candidate field and the conservative vision to beat Joe Biden on the debate stage on Wednesday night. There are candidates who are not going to be on the stage, but a lot of them actually made it through getting the poll numbers, that which are so basic and low that they needed, raising a certain amount of money and whatnot. But Donald Trump is not going to be there. Normally, that, again, would be the performance people would be looking for. But Trump, with that Friday deadline to surrender in Fulton County, Georgia, especially, where he and 18 others are charged with those crimes related to the 2020 election, he's on Thursday. He is going to appear. He's going to get all of that done. So there's also massive media ready to snap the pictures and the video and everything else of Trump getting booked. And while that's going on, and then the rest of the 18 and what they'll do, which I would assume has to happen, maybe it's going to be an avalanche of them on Thursday. While that's happening, it's going to be about handicapping the ways that some of the candidates feel like they can be heard, or they're a better alternative to Donald Trump. I think you're going to hear a lot of that. But still, no matter what happens with indictments, no matter what happens over and over again, the polls show it, they say it, it's clear, people know who they want to vote for. And I don't know what would shake Donald Trump off of that ballot. It's not happening. You've got the primaries, but in the primary situations, I think you're still going to find, because that's what we're finding with the polls, that's not going to change. All right, I talked about the heat, just brushing over it, but heat warnings expanded to 16 states, affected 150 million people. Some cities, like I mentioned, feel like 120 degrees. I mean, for goodness sake, when you look at a map and it's purple, like purple, the worst of the worst. Louisiana, I feel you. I've talked to so many people that are telling me just how awful it is. And I think, wow, and I walked the dog and it was barely 70 degrees and I'm in Florida and it feels decent. It feels good. Of course, I'm not in Jacksonville, where they say it's a lot hotter there. But people are listening to us in Little Rock, St. Louis, and Dallas, and Oklahoma City, Wichita, Omaha. All of you are getting just smackarooed with it. Day 3 of dangerous heat coming up. So it's that same thing, vulnerable populations who don't have the great air conditioning, who don't have ways to keep cool. This is what so many responders are looking out for, to get to those people before you have heat strokes and people dying from exposure to excessive heat. Coming up, the man cave. Aaron Rodgers loses big.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave.
I'm going to the man cave.
All right, we're not going to the man cave any longer, Andy. Thank you. We are in the man cave. Welcome. Talking a little sports here. Aaron Rodgers lost. Lost a big gig as a spokesperson, but I think it's just one of those things that it just kind of ran its course. 12 years he was one of the people, the spokespeople for State Farm. He was making over $3 million a year for that endorsement, right? So, you know, it's Jake and the whole discount double check, that whole thing. And Aaron Rodgers, though, was a big part of some of the funny things that happened with State Farm. And the company cut an endorsement deal with him back in 2011, which, of course, was the same year that the Packers went to the Super Bowl and won. And his commercials were pretty famous, the things that he did. He became known as the discount double check. And he appeared in commercials with other teammates. He appeared in ads with Pat Mahomes, the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback. So his last appearance was during the 2022 NFL playoffs. But $3 million a year, whew, that's a valuable endorsement for anyone in the NFL because you're cutting those commercials. They're running. And that's a pretty sweet chunk of change, let's put it that way. So he's gonna have to get a side gig, I guess. I don't know. Oh, that's right. He's on Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks, yes. All right, pretty sweet when people have scoring titles, when they shatter records and then they own that title. So Aja Wilson, the Las Vegas Ace star for the WNBA, and they get big crowds there anyway. She dropped 53 points in a 112-100 win over the Atlanta Dream that happened in Georgia on Tuesday. She tied the WNBA single-game scoring record that was set back in 2018. But check this out, 16 for 23 from the field, 20 for 21 from the free-throw line, 7 rebounds, 4 blocks. So her name goes down in the history books anyway. Congratulations. That's pretty sweet. College football, I've kind of brushed over it a little bit lately. I said we would go a little bit deeper, but Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State lead the preseason college football NCAA re-rank. If you look at 1 through 133, the Bulldogs begin the 2023 season as number one, which it makes sense if you think about what they've done. Even though they've lost a lot of starters, they still are a force to be reckoned with. There's no question. Michigan is pretty close behind. The Wolverines should dominate the Big Ten. And then we'll see. They go toe-to-toe with the Bulldogs probably in January. Ohio State's 3. Clemson is 4. Alabama is 5. And the Tigers are the re-rank pick. I like the whole re-ranking thing. Re-rank pick to win the ACC ahead of number 7, Florida State. So rounding out the top 10, I took you down this path. I got to finish it off. Number 6, Penn State, the Seminoles. Number 8, Notre Dame. Number 9, Southern California. And number 10, Texas. The Longhorns are the preseason favorite in the Big 12, followed by K-State at 13, and 17 is Oklahoma. I know some people that would not agree with that. But going all the way 1 through 133, it is upon us, which is pretty exciting. Baseball world, the Yankees lost their 9th straight. You know, it's the longest skid they've had since 1982. Look, if the Yankees lose 2 games in a row, the fans just boo through half of the pitching starters, the starting pitcher time on the mound if he's not finding the right places to get across the plate. So 9, you can only imagine what that would be like. Wow. Lawsuits, lawsuits, lawsuits. There's always something to do with lawsuits, I think, in the world of sports these days. Former USC running back Reggie Bush, remember him? He's going to file a defamation lawsuit against the NCAA on Wednesday. His lawyer said the lawsuit is based on the NCAA maliciously attacking his character through a completely false and highly offensive statement that was widely reported in the media and substantially and irreparably damaged his reputation, is what they're saying. And this came about from a story where, and Bush is going to speak at a news conference at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum on Wednesday morning. This all has to do with Bush's attempt, I think, to have his Heisman Trophy reinstated from 2005. He forfeited it in 2010. After a 4-year extra benefits investigation determined that he and family members, while he was a student athlete, accepted cash, travel expenses, and a home in the San Diego area where Bush's parents lived rent-free for more than a year, and for which they were provided $10,000 to furnish it. So they're saying that it's false, that he never knew anything, wasn't involved in it, had no pay-for-play arrangement, and they're going after them in court. This is one to watch and see how it plays out, because they must feel like they have enough proof to say, you were absolutely 100% wrong on that. The Rays knocked off the Rockies 12-4. They picked up their 76th win. How about that? The Phillies, the losers of the World Series last year, picked up their 69th by beating the Giants 4-3, so they increase a little bit of a cushion in the NL wild card race. Trey Turner with a 2-run single in the 9th inning that led to money, meaning runs. Blue Jays knocked off the Orioles 6-3. Brandon Belt homered on the first pitch in the 10th inning, because this ended in 10 innings. Nationals picked up their 58th by beating the Yankees. I mentioned they had a terrible losing skid, and it continues. Pirates beat the Cardinals 6-3. Andrew McCutchen homered And this is a big one. It's a rivalry. The Guardians beat the Dodgers 8-3. The Braves picked up their 81st win. Whoa! 81st win over the Mets, 3-2. Eddie Rosario hit a two-run homer in the second inning. Broke it open right away. Astros beat the Red Sox 7-3. Kyle Tucker with a two-run homer. The Astros picked up their 72nd win on the season. Brewers knocked off the Twinkies 7-3. The Mariners beat the White Sox, picking up their 71st win 6-3. Josh Rojas homered for the Mariners, and it looks like he's adapting to life as a Mariner. Reds beat the Angels 4-3. They picked up their 65th win, so the Reds spoiled Mike Trout's return to the Angels lineup. The A's beat the Royals by a score of 5-4. The Diamondbacks over the Rangers 6-3. And the Marlins shut out the Padres 3-0. 3-0. I mean, this is the time. We're heading into September. Tick, tick, tick. Time's running out. So who's going to be there in the end and who's not is going to depend on a lot of things that happen here down the stretch, getting the defense, getting the offense, the small ball in some cases that some of the teams need, the pitching to go deep, and also to have those specialty pitchers that can dive in when necessary. That makes a big difference when you're making a run toward postseason and how deep you go. I think in the postseason, so much of that is that question mark that you need that to happen. Coming up next week on the Man Cave segments, we're going to do a quick preview of all of the NFL teams. I'll run down and rank them and tell you who I think is going to be where, who has the best shot at getting to the Super Bowl, and put it on the line, and then we'll see how it does as we move along. Don't forget, on Tuesdays, we have Nailed the Score. It's in our last segment of the first hour. You can call in, or you can send us an email at kate@katedelaneyradio.com. I pick the game of the week. You tell us the score and who's going to win.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former Trump attorney John Eastman is out on bond after surrendering to police as part of the 2020 election interference case in Georgia. Eastman responded to reporter questions outside the jailhouse.
Do you still think the election was stolen?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
No question in my mind.
Trump is expected to be booked in the same Fulton County jail on Thursday. One-third of adults believe COVID-19 vaccine misinformation, according to a KFF survey. Almost all respondents, 96%, recognized false claims, with a third linking COVID vaccines to sudden deaths in healthy individuals. Of those, 10% considered it definitely true. Stocks are mostly down on Wall Street after bank shares slid today. Declines in financial stocks offset tech gains after S&P Global cut credit ratings for several U.S. banks. Dick's Sporting Goods and Macy's fell sharply. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Guru Naibuto Mangere joins us. I love his name. And he has written such a powerful book, and that's the key. This is a book that is a game changer, I truly believe, and we're really happy to have him here on Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. His book is Healing the World Order, How Humanity Avoids World War III and Ends Ukrainian War. So, Huru, thank you so much for joining us. This is, it really is a powerful book, and it's the thing that we're all talking about and have been talking about for, it feels like, almost 2 years. It's not quite, of course, but it feels like that. So tell the listeners why you wrote the book.
Yeah, actually, I'm so happy that you have me on the radio, and I hope this radio message can reach throughout the world, because the title of the book itself is about the world order, and that's why I gave you that title, Healing the World Order, because we have had world orders previously. We have a current world order which is in crisis. So before I started thinking about writing this book about 30 years ago, I wanted to do some research and get deep details about how we can really prevent another war, because I had seen what had happened with the Second World War, First World War, and I said a third world war is coming, because the current world order, you know, which was in place, was already in crisis. That's the time when we had the Cold War. So that Cold War drove me into thinking that it might turn back, become a third world war again. So I was studying and doing research. So that research told me that I had to write a book with a powerful message on how the world order, which was in crisis, could end up being healed, and then be used to prevent another third world war. Like, right now we're having a Ukraine war, which is close to the third world war, and that's why I wrote this book.
Yeah, so you saw that, you started to do the research, and what did you find out? What do you believe would really be the game changer? What has to happen?
Yeah, just like we, people don't learn from history as far as I'm concerned, because we saw what happened in the Second World War, where people were trying to prevent others from achieving their dream of freedom. And in this book, I have mentioned how Germany invaded France. They wanted to prevent their freedom. So people don't learn from history. It's the First World War, and then we even go back to the American Civil War. So what people don't do is to learn from what happened in those wars, what caused them. So in this book, I have illustrated all those examples and stated that for people to achieve what their aim is to prevent the Third World War. For people to achieve that, they have to make sacrifices, just like those people did in the 1800s, like Abraham Lincoln. And the people did the same thing in South Africa, Nelson Mandela, we know. Over here, the civil rights movement, people had to make sacrifices and compromises. So currently we have a war in Ukraine where people have not come to a point where they compromise, where they make sacrifices. So in this book, I have talked about all those examples and how those sacrifices can be made on both sides, on both Ukraine, Russia, and the rest of the world. And then the rest of the world can come in and support those compromises, those sacrifices, and then we'll prevent that Third World War, which is actually going to begin from Ukraine.
So if it doesn't happen, and that's why your title is in the book, and Prevent World War III, do you feel like that's where we're headed if this continues to go on and on and on and on?
Without a doubt, I have said in my book that in a nuclear age like now, where people have not really understood the consequences of having a nuclear war, I have said, I've clearly stated in my book that in a nuclear age, a nuclear weapon is a weapon of mass destruction, whereby anybody can be a launcher, but everybody remains a target. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that in a nuclear age, everybody is capable of either acquiring or buying a nuclear weapon. And if that happens, then the whole world is in crisis and the whole world is destroyed. So I've stated clearly in the book that in a nuclear age, there's no such a thing as one being superior over another. It's all about compromise and sacrifice and working with one another, empowering one another. And that's all we can do to prevent the Third World War.
But how do you do that? How do you convince people to compromise and make those sacrifices? In the other wars, and especially if you're talking about the United States, and of course we saw in the United States there was sacrifice, because if there wasn't, there was no way to win those wars. And in the other countries, it was obviously incredibly similar, but it's tough to get that buy-in. As you know, those presidents, the prime minister, when you look at Winston Churchill, how they had to really keep the people and the morale high. So this is a different kind of war, so it's tough, isn't it?
It's tough, but as I said, people don't learn from history. What I mean by sacrifice is, let me give you the best example of a sacrifice. When Abraham Lincoln said people had to be free, he knew he was going to be killed, of course, but he still said, I have to stop it. The slavery, the colonization of the mind has to come to an end, because what Abraham Lincoln saw is that the years coming ahead of him were going to be in a bigger crisis than what he had at that time. So the American Civil War is the best example here. If Abraham Lincoln did not make that sacrifice, there would be no America. There would be no United States of America. The same thing, Putin has to do that sacrifice to compromise. Zelensky in Ukraine has to do that sacrifice to compromise. In other words, it's either a lose-lose or a win-win. So I can say it's a win-win for a compromise to happen. It has to be a win-win. It cannot be a total loss on one side.
Yeah, because if it's a total loss on one side, then what happens? The lopsidedness.
Then the Cold War becomes a real war, and that's a nuclear war, where anybody can be a launcher, and everybody remains a target.
So when people read your book, what do you hope that they take away from reading your book?
What they'll take away is that people have to come to the table, both sides. They cannot say, now we just have to fight and we have to win. Everybody will say, I have to win. People have come to the table, like we recently saw people come from other countries. They came to, you know, not Ukraine, they came to Russia, and they had to say, this is what you have to do. There's nobody who's going to win a nuclear war. It's all going to be a loser for everybody. So people have to come to the table and say, the reason why Ukraine is behaving the way it's behaving is because it felt that Russia was not working with them. So they doubted their compromising or their unification. So they detached. And in so doing, they went ahead to declare independence. And that independence is not only political. It has to be economic too. Economic independence can only work if the political independence has worked. The ideology we sold, or the ideology of freedom that was sold to Ukraine, developed suspicious things happened, and then there are some suspicions which developed in there, which made this war to come into being. That's what has to be cleared.
And what do you fear for the people if this doesn't happen?
Destruction, not only for them, but for the total world, because that will be just the beginning of the ignition.
Right, which is what you say in your book. For you, what was it like writing this book and actually seeing it in your hands, seeing it out there, which, by the way, Healing the World Order, How Humanity Avoids World War III and Ends Ukraine War, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, at Page Turner, too, as well.
Yes. When I had this book, when I have it on my hand, I see myself speaking to all sides. I see myself speaking to Russia, China, Ukraine. I see myself speaking to Africa, America. I see myself speaking to the whole world. Okay? And the reason why I speak to the whole world is because for a problem to be solved, and this is what something which the whole world agrees, the root cause has to be identified. In this book, I have identified the root cause or the root causes of all this. Once somebody reads this book, they'll find out the root cause of the whole issue in the world, in the world order today, why it's in a crisis. And once I identify that root cause, I have given out the solutions. Yeah? One solution I've given is the institutions. So to solve this real problem of the world order on a long-term basis, we have to go and find out how did this happen? How did this start in the beginning? Did this just start yesterday? No. The Cold War has been there for years, for centuries. So in this book, I have gone into the details to identify the root causes. And once those root causes are identified, solutions are easy, okay, to find. Not only in Ukraine, but those root causes will affect everybody. Wherever the problem started is where it has to be resolved first. That's where the solution starts from. Wherever it started. And it's not just yesterday, it's going to end overnight.
Yeah, wow. Perfect place to end this. It's not going to end overnight. Look at those solutions. You can get the book, like I said, anywhere where great books are sold. Guru, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. And I hope whoever reads this book will see it very, very beneficial to the whole world.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wow, I'm so excited to take you to the UK to introduce you to Nick Homfrey. He's written a book called Explosion in a Paint Factory, and he's led quite a life, as he told me off air. So wait till you hear what this story is all about. Nick, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Tell us about why you wrote the book. Why did you write Explosion in a Paint Factory?
I've led a life that has been very bohemian. People said I spent my life looking for something, but I don't know what it is, and if I found it, I wouldn't recognise it. And that entails many bizarre things, many interesting, one-off, for want of a better word, expensive. and people say, I'm an eccentric. And I say, no, I'm not. I'm me. Maybe you're all eccentric. And another friend said, oh, you should write a book. And I said, I can't be bothered to write a book. Anyway, I was diagnosed with cancer. And this gradually getting weaker and weaker. So I thought, I'd give it a whirl. But I've had to split it up into two halves. The one you've got is only up until 1980. So, and it's for this another, you know, there's another 40 years to go on top of that. But whether I'll ever get round to doing it, I don't know, because I'm not really strong enough anymore.
Well, in between that period, let me stop you, between 1947 and 88, like you're talking about, you lived in a lot of different places. What was your, what's your favorite place that you lived in the UK?
Where I lived in the UK was anywhere I liked at the time I was living there. If I didn't, I didn't like it, or we didn't like it, we moved. The place we were at the time, if we liked it, it was our favourite place. But if it became not our favourite place, then we found somewhere that would be our favourite place. Or an indiscriminate amount of time, work, being governing on it, and the bloody law being governing on it, and, it's just opened the people's eyes to a world that 98% of the so-called, in inverted commas, civilized population don't know exists. But if they do know it exists, they poo-poo it without understanding the job. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes. So it's that bohemian lifestyle of, as you're calling it, of I'm going to be happy where I am, and if I'm not, we're moving on to what's next.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm in the process now. I mean, I'm 76 now. And I'm housebound and I can't get out of the bloody place. So I'm moving back to Warwickshire and I just think, well, if I don't like it, I'll move again. And that's the way I've lived my life. And when you live a life like that, so many people cross your path either for 5 minutes or for 50 years. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, you have friends at a time and then friends that stay in your life and people that you remember.
Yeah, I've got friends now today that we've been mates for over 60 years. And I've got friends, not friends, but people I've met probably only for a couple of minutes who said something to me that I've never forgotten. It's probably meaningless to most people, but it just stuck in my mind. And there are loads of those anecdotes in the first book, but the second one, if ever I get around to do it, there's a lot more.
And we want to tell the listeners that the book is, again, Explosion in a Paint Factory. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. We're speaking with Nick Humphrey. We're talking to him in the UK. And Explosions in a Paint Factory, I love the title. Explain why you called it that.
If people used to climb a lot of artwork, well, I used to paint a lot of disc dragons and all that kind of thing at one time. And people used to say, I wonder what goes on inside your head. And I said, it's an explosion in a paint factory inside my head.
Wow. So when, you know, you've traveled to all these different places in the UK, you've met all these different people. Tell us about one of your experiences, just any experience.
Oh, my God, I don't know where to start, my love.
Pick a fun day.
I don't know where to start.
Painting. Ooh, tell us about painting.
Pardon?
Tell us about painting. Your painting.
Oh, the painting. Well, I've always done that. My grandfather was a good artist. And he used to teach me when I was a nipper. And I've always done it. Well, I've had exhibitions and all sorts. But, put it like this, the home life, until I was about 12, let's put it like this, wasn't the most desirable environment for a young lad to be in. But I happened to meet a couple through their son, he was a farm worker. Anyway, in the end, I just left the parental parole and went to live with them as a son. And I still regard Ma, as I call her now, my mother, because if she hadn't been for them two, I wouldn't be talking to you now because I would have been dead 50 years ago.
Wow.
They gave me somebody to look up to. Somebody to feel as if I belonged to. I can never remember my real father saying to me, "You're a good lad."
So the good news is that you found this couple that were amazing to you, and they let you be you.
They let me be me. Yes, they let me be me. As long as I didn't bring trouble to the doorstep, you do what you want from, you know what I mean? And I've been in some dark places since then, and they've always been there for me. And the foster dad died about 5 years ago. And my ma said, "You know, your dad loved you as much as he loved his own children."
Oh, wow.
And I thought, yeah, I was so lucky. Absolutely lucky.
That happened, yeah.
And I don't go on about who I had a bad childhood, who this, who that. That's why I'm flipping bloody glue or whatever I'm doing, because I don't. You know, I had a bit of a rough time, but I'm all right now, ain't I?
Yeah. Yep, exactly. So when people read your book, what do you hope they take away from reading your book, Nick?
I hope they take away the view of an alternative way of life that doesn't conform with the expected status quo, or it doesn't do anybody who's not living it any harm. Do you understand? And then you get a lot of thing about travellers this, travellers that, travellers the bloody other. You know, or you can say the same about any walk of life. You understand what I mean?
I do. It is the perfect sentiment. It is the perfect place to end this. Explosion in a paint factory. Pick it up because we don't want to share any of the great details. You need to read about Nick's story. Nick, thank you so much.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.